We'll move on to item number six, the reports. Do we have a report from the Texas Water Development Board? Teresa?
Yes. Hello. I have a few items for today. So on October 2nd, the TWDB board approved an item related to Task 5B to negotiate and execute contracts for consultants to perform FMEs for small and rural communities as selected by the RFPGs. See, the TWDB hosted a technical conference call on September 12th. The recording and slides are available on our second cycle document webpage. The TWDB provided RFPGs with relevant documents for the tech memo, including the external checklist that your consultants will use to make sure they're submitting everything required. We provided a technical conference call Q&A, and we just provided the script that is used by TWDB to perform the basic geodatabase checks. So hopefully that's helpful for your tech consultants. See, on October 9th, we sent out an email blast to chairs, sponsors, and tech consultants with several important templates for Task 5B, which is the FMEs for small and rural communities. This included the FME scope of work template, that community affirmation form, which was discussed, and the FMX one-pager templates. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. We'll go on to our regional planning sponsor, Pam.
I don't have any updates.
Okay. No updates from Pam. And our Alicia, do you have anything you want to discuss with the board?
Just where Pam and I kind of put together kind of a few bullets of things that we think that we might want to touch in the bylaws. It sounds like this rural municipal break may be something we add on there. And so our intent is probably next month to just bring the concepts to you guys and see, are these any of the things we should pursue? Or if there's some that people are like, oh my God, we don't want to do that, then we're not going to spend time, you know, running up to the legal and everything. So, you know, if all goes smooth, we would bring the concepts to you in November and then maybe be able to vote in December, because some of those could affect, you know, as early as January.
Thank you, Chair.